Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the call tonight. Thanks for joining us and taking the time and investing in your Labrie business. I think that's great. Hope you're all having a great evening. You know, tonight I was thinking about what we were going to talk about, and I thought, you know, I'm sure all of us, when we got into our Labrie business, you know, you bought yourself the kid, and I'm sure wouldn't it have been great if that kit, your showcase, would have come with 50 or 100 customers. Now, wouldn't that have been something? Well, of course, that's not how it works. Every business has to work on developing a customer base, expanding their customer base, and attracting new prospects. Without that, a business can't survive. It's all about the new customer. So what can you do as a Labrie consultant to expand your business and develop what I call a momentum? And once a momentum begins in your business, it becomes rather exciting. You know, you get the flow going, and all of a sudden people are talking about you and your products and your opportunity. So tonight I want to talk about what you can do to consistently attract new people to your business. And one of the best ways that I know of doing that is through our sample program. And that's what I'd like to talk about. You know, years ago when I launched Labrie, that is exactly what I did to get the word out about our products and to attract people who would tell others about my product, who would host shows for me, and who would also join my team. So there is a correct way to sample, and of course there's a way that you don't want to sample. So I want to talk about our sampling program and how you can make that program work for you. It's really a fun program. It's effective if it's done the right way. So simply, I'm going to share with you what I did to make the sampling program work for me. And if you follow these steps, I know that it will work for you as well. First of all, you need to always be sample ready. Opportunity is always going to knock at your door, and you have to be ready to seize it. When you go out and about on your daily business doing errands, be sample ready. Have samples on you. Have them in your vehicle. And I always put together, we have these wonderful sample packets now that we offer. So carry some of those with you. Carry your Labrie Versus that comes in the sample pack. But I also carried individual Labrie Versus, the competition flyers, with me. And I also carried samples of our facial mask with me. And today we have the peel, which we didn't have when I started 15 years ago. So carry the peel with you as well. And when you go out sampling, you know, there are going to be situations that you find yourself in, natural situations. When you sample, you can create an opportunity, and there will be opportunities that will be presented to you. So let's first talk about opportunities that are presented to you. Now, this could be that you are shopping. It could be at the grocery store. It could be at your local drugstore. Could be at a Little League game. It could be at a gathering of friends somewhere, a picnic, a sports activity. And, you know, someone may say to you, you know, so what are you doing or what's new? And this is a perfect opportunity for you to let them know about your business and to offer them a sample. And you have to be a little bit selective of who you are willing to give a sample to. For example, some people you will want to give the entire sample packet to, which is your cleanser, freshener, moisturizer, the eye gel, the mask, and the peel. And others you're going to want to just offer the peel or the facial mask. You have to follow your intuition a little bit. If I sense that someone that I'm talking to is really excited about what I'm telling them and they're looking for help with their skin, well, then, of course, I'm going to offer them the sample packet. If I feel that someone is interested but doesn't quite have the enthusiasm, maybe she's saying to you, well, I'm using a brand that I really like, I'm going to want to arouse her curiosity and her enthusiasm for my product by offering her one of our wow products, which is the peel or the facial mask, and of course then also giving her the Labrie Versus the competition. Many times I find myself out and about, and to this day I'm still sampling. I can't help myself. I love talking about my product because I know it can help so many people. I might be at the department store and someone is waiting on me, and many times, depending on if there's a line behind me, you have to kind of be aware of your surrounding and what's going on. And if it's a slow day and there's not anybody behind me waiting to be waited on, I simply say to her, you know, thanks for your help. I really appreciate it. You know, I would love to treat you to something really special. Are you at all familiar with LeBry Pure & Natural? It's an aloe vera-based skincare line. And depending on what she says, usually she'll say no. And depending on the area that you're in, I've gotten a few yeses. Oh, I've heard of LeBry, but I've never had the opportunity to try it. I will talk with her a little bit, depending on what time allows. And again, I kind of feel out her interest level. And if I find that she's excited and she's very interested, perhaps she's heard of LeBry before, I'll give her a sample packet that includes the cleanser, the freshener, and the moisturizer, and the other skincare products, the eye gel and such. If she's mildly interested, I will give her one of our WOW products with our LeBry versus the competition brochure. And I can't tell you how often I do this. I've done this at the grocery store. I have done this at spas when I go for a massage, when I get my nails done. I'm always alert to opportunities because they're there. They're out there. You have to just be sample ready. And being sample ready isn't just about having samples on you. It's a mindset. You have to, when you're going out and about doing errands, you don't have to necessarily stop your life to go out and sample. I did. I mean, there were times that I went out people shopping, and I'd say, you know, I'm going to go out for a couple hours today, and I'm going to actually shop and look for people. But just as you go about your daily life, if it's on your mind and if you're thinking about it, you just begin to attract these opportunities, these people that will just come across your path. Could be the dental hygienist. I've sampled the dental hygienist, and she became a LeBry user. So what I'm trying to really impress upon everyone is that there are opportunities everywhere. Okay. Another thing with sampling I think that's real important is that you need to have a little notebook and a little pen in your purse, because every time you give a sample, you need to always ask for their name and the number that you can contact them at. Now, what I would say to people is I'd say, you know, I'm really excited. I really want to get your feedback on these products, and I want you to compare them to what you're currently using. I would love to be able to connect with you in a couple of days. What is the best way for me to reach you? And I pull out my little notepad and my little pen, and I look at her, and my pen is in place, and I'm waiting for an answer. Now, if she is not willing, for whatever reason, to share that information with you, I ask for my sample back, because I invest in these samples, and if I cannot follow up with her, that really doesn't help my business grow. So it's okay to say, well, you know, if you feel uncomfortable in giving me that information, I'm going to ask for my sample back, because I do invest in these, and it's really important for me to get your feedback. I would really be interested in how these products compare to what you're currently using. And I find many times when I make that statement, people will say, oh, okay, well, all right. You know, and a lot of people are thrilled, and they'll just very easily give you their name and their contact information. So that's real important. Just don't go out and randomly give samples to people. That doesn't work. You're going to find yourself giving a lot of samples to people, and many times they may even love the product, but they don't necessarily connect with you. It's important that you understand that you must do the follow-up work. If you're going to give out samples, you must do the follow-up work. When I did this years ago when we launched LeBry, within a few months, I had a couple hundred customers and 43 new team members. But I was sampling 20, 25, 30 people a week. The key to building momentum through the sampling program and expanding your business, it's really about handing out samples consistently. And if you'd really make a choice to do that, you're going to find that your business will begin to grow so much faster. Its sampling will become a lot of fun. Sometimes people tell me, well, you know, I'm a little shy and I'm a little uncomfortable approaching people. And I get that. I understand that. But you need to get over that. women everywhere are using something on their skin. And what you're doing is you are introducing them to a product line that is going to be more effective, is going to be healthier for their skin, and in most cases is also going to be more affordable. So you have to think about you're reaching out because you want to help people, and if your heart's in the right place, you will not be as fearful of sampling. And you're going to find that once you get out there and you do it consistently for a few times, it actually becomes a lot of fun. I approached people at the grocery store. I have one woman I remember approaching. She was at a grocery store, and she was pushing her grocery cart, and she had the most beautiful smile on her face, and she was an elderly woman. And I thought, gosh, that lady just looks like she has sunbeams just bouncing off of her. And I approached her, and I said, excuse me, I just had to tell you I love your sweater. Her sweater happened to have a big lighthouse on it. And then as I approached her, I noticed that she also had lighthouse earrings that she was wearing. And she says, well, thank you. And then I noticed that she also had like little lighthouse beams painted on her fingernails. And she says, I'm a painter and I love lighthouses and I tour all over the world and that's what I do. I travel and because I like to explore lighthouses. And I says, oh, I just couldn't help notice. I said, it's just so cute. I says, I would love to treat you to something special. I said, I'm working with a line of pure and natural skincare products that are aloe vera based. And I would love to treat you to a sample. Would you enjoy trying a sample and then giving me your feedback on how you enjoy the products and comparing it to what you currently use? And she says, oh, she said, I'd love to. She was very friendly. She was very easy to talk to. Well, to make a long story short, she was a grandmother, and through this one woman that I met at the grocery store, I had multiple shows and recruited quite a few people because of meeting her. Now, if I wouldn't have approached her and complimented her on how cute her sweater was, I would have lost out on an opportunity. And that's why I say opportunities, they abound everywhere. You need to be alert, and you have to have a mindset of sampling. Another thing that you might want to try doing, which is a whole lot of fun too, is when you go out and about to events, exhibit booths. It might be a craft show somewhere. There too, you can meet lots of people. And the key is to be ready to talk about your product. And don't be afraid to approach people and simply say, I would love to get your opinion on something. People are always flattered when you ask them their opinion. And that is really your opening line. There's two ways that you can approach people. One is through complimenting them on something that they're wearing. It might be a cute haircut. It could be their shoes. And the other is to simply say to them, I would love to get your opinion on something. This truly works. And then after they look at you and they simply say, oh, okay. And then you proceed with saying, I am working with a line of pure natural skincare products called Labrai. They're aloe vera based. Have you ever heard of them? And no matter what they say, yes or no, you proceed with saying, I would love to treat you to a sample. And I would love to get your feedback on how the products work and to compare them to what you are currently using on your skin. Would you enjoy trying a sample? And that's the word that you want to use. Would you enjoy? You do not want to say, would you be interested? You don't want to say that. The key word here is, would you enjoy? And then after they accept your sample, and again, you choose what you feel you want to give them. You can give them the peel, the mask. You don't always have to give the whole sample packet. The key is that to make sampling effective and to build a momentum of new people coming into your customer base every week and every month, the idea is, how do you attract people? How do you get people to know about Labrai? How do you build the business in your own backyard? One of the best ways that I know is to go out and sample people. Through shows, that's another wonderful way that you can attract people to your business. But if you find yourself in a position where you need referrals or you're lacking, you know, your business perhaps has come a little bit to a standstill, you can easily get your business up and running again through the sampling program. But keep in mind, you always must ask for their name and the best way that you can reach them, because it's important that you get feedback. Now, there is a wonderful training CD in the back room that you can listen to that gives a little bit more information on sampling. So if you need to hear that again, go into your back room, into the Learning Center, and you will find that there is a lot of information there on how to sample. It does work. So if you find right now that you would love to have more customers, you want to have more leads, then I'm going to encourage you to go out and sample 5 people a week. And you'll find that the more that you sample, the easier that it'll become, and it actually becomes a whole lot of fun. So again, you're reaching out from your heart. Don't work with your head. Realize that you want to help people and that women everywhere are using something, and it may as well be Labrie. So I have a little challenge for you. I'm going to ask you to email, when you hand out 5 samples a week for at least the next 3 weeks, because of course it always takes about 21 days to form a habit, email your executive manager that you have accomplished this goal, that you've handed out 5 samples a week for the next 3 weeks. Okay, and then we're going to have a little something special for you. So that's the goal, 5 samples a week for the next 3 weeks. And I'd love to hear from you as well. And if you need more information or some more pointers on sampling, remember that you can go into your back room and there's some great training back there that will help you with that, or also work with your executive manager. Okay, so sampling works and the business works, but I have a question for everybody. I want you to stop for a minute and ask yourself, how bad do you want success? How motivated are you to achieve success? So I want you to stop for a minute, and I want you to think hard about what you want out of life. You know, what is it that you really, really, truly want? And wants are what you dream about when you have the time to dream. Is it an exciting vacation? Is it helping your children with a college education? Perhaps it's simply to have more time with your children. Perhaps it's to pay off the mortgage. That's a great dream. Bottom line is, if you can dream it, you can achieve it with your Labrie business. Have you sometimes strayed away from your dreams while life is happening around you? That happens sometimes to all of us. We get busy. We have other commitments. Sometimes we have challenges that we have to deal with. But ask yourself this question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What type of a lifestyle do you want to be living? What's important to you, and what would you like to have in your life 3 years from now? Why do some people achieve their goals and dreams and others don't? Don't you ever wonder that? Right now in Labrie, there are people that are very successful, and yet there are others that might be struggling and are having a challenging time getting their business to grow. So why are some people, same product, same company, same training in the back room, so why are some people very successful and they're achieving their goals and dreams and others don't? Well, I believe the answer lies in how bad we want to achieve them. How bad do we really want to live our goals and make things happen in our business? You know, the difference between a successful person and others is it's not a lack of strength, and it's certainly not a lack of knowledge. Rather, more so, it is a lack of will. You know, I believe that sometimes obstacles are placed in front of us to really help us determine how bad we want something. And when we're faced with these obstacles, we have to make choices. And I believe, too, if we want something bad enough, we're going to choose to strive until we get what we want. And if we don't want it bad enough, then we're going to choose to give up once obstacles are placed in front of us. It's easy to give up on something if we don't want it bad enough. And that, of course, makes the goal difficult and not worth it. So the only difference really is some people want it more than others. And for those who want it bad enough, no matter what their reason is or their why or their it, they can achieve it through their Labrie business. You know, so often I hear people talking about what they're going to do someday. And while they, well, many of us, we talk a lot, but we actually do very little to make our dreams come true. And we talk and dream, and some of us set goals and we make a plan, and then we begin to visualize. We do all those things, but the one thing that we don't do is take action. Because we can have goals and we can have dreams and we can talk and talk and we can put out a goal sheet, but if we don't take action, we know that nothing really can happen. We all know that only action changes things. And one of my favorite slogans is that nothing changes until something changes. And I love the reminder, and I have this, I always remind myself that even a small step in the right direction can have a huge positive impact on your life. But only action can make our dreams come true. You know, I think right now we're really blessed to live in a time when we can have or do just about anything that we can imagine. And if you can imagine it, if you can sit down and think about it and dream it, you certainly can do it. The only catch is that you have to actually go out and make it happen. I think the wonderful thing, too, about success in life is that, you know, life truly is full of choices. And I think we've all heard that. You know, how many times have we heard that? I know I've heard that a lot of times. I mean, life is full of choices. Yet how many times have we actually listened to what that statement means? So often we're exactly who we are, and I believe this, we're exactly who we are and where we are in life because of decisions and the choices that we've made in the past. And we're happy, and some of us aren't happy because of a choice. For an example, we have children or not because of a choice. And if you're thinking that some people are not able to have children, even though they choose to, you know, you're right, but they can still choose to adopt. So we're all defined by the choices that we've made, and it's really that simple. Every direction in our life can be traced back to a decision or a choice that we've made somewhere down the line. So I believe that being successful really is just a choice. It's really no different than deciding to go to the grocery store. It's no different than making up your mind that you're going to expand your business by, you know, committing to handing out 5 samples a week. It's a choice that you make. And if you truly want to be successful, I believe everyone can be. But the first step is deciding that you truly want to be. Once you make that decision and you decide that you really want something, then you have to be willing, of course, to work for it. And I think at one point or another, we've all wanted something so bad that you couldn't stop thinking about it. I know I have, where you've really, oh, this would be wonderful. So keep in mind, too, that whatever you think about, you'll bring about. You know, focus on what you want, and then, of course, your actions will follow your thoughts. And you're going to actually find yourself doing the things to achieve the success that you desire. Because when it's on your mind and it becomes a process of your thoughts, you will actually find yourself doing the things that you need to do to achieve the success that you really want to have in your life. The other thing that's important, too, is that once you make that decision that you're going to be successful no matter what, I think it's really important not to let anyone change your mind. You know, there are people out there that are going to say to you, you're going to try to do what? And, you know, some people are going to try to convince you not to chase your dream. I had a lot of people like that in my life. And it's important to, number one, stay away from those people. But it's also going to be your decision to stop the chase. You know, if you decide not to pursue your dreams because someone encourages you not to or convinces you not to, remember that too is a choice that you make. You really, bottom line is you have all the power. So whatever you decide to do, realize you can do it and don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. Because bottom line, your life is really up to you and your success is up to you. And the only way not to be successful is to decide not to be. And if you decide to quit, then of course you made the decision to stop trying. And one of my favorite quotes is always, you know, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And so success is always there for you. You're going to have some great days. You're going to have some challenging days. But if you made the decision that you really want what you want, you will overcome whatever obstacle may present itself. So you have to really ask yourself, how bad do you want success? And if you want it bad enough, you will figure out a way to achieve all the success that you want. You can have. It's a choice. Every day you choose to either, you know, pick up the phone and call some customers, go out and hand out some samples, go into the back room and listen to some previous recordings, some training recordings that you can learn from. And keep in mind always that it only takes one person to change your life, and that person is you. But all the success that you want in your business is there for you. Don't limit yourself. Many people limit themselves to what they think they can do. And you can go as far as your mind lets you, because what you believe, you truly can achieve through your Libri business. So I want to thank you for joining me on the call tonight. I hope that you found this helpful. And I encourage you to go out, try sampling if you haven't done so before, or if you've been sporadic with your sampling, go out and just give it 3 weeks, 5 samples a week. Make that your goal. Email your executive manager when you achieve that goal. Email me. I'd love to hear from you and realize again that you can become and have whatever you want. Just make up your mind that you want it bad enough. So thanks again for joining me, everybody. Good night. Thank you.